Did people come by continually and talk to you about
that? Oh, yeah, we had endless streams of people coming by and chatting away with us, and I loved all that. I mean, it's great to to get to know each of the communities that we worked in, project by project that we worked in. That was one of the huge pleasures of the work, to actually get to know the bunch of people in the area where we're living, whoever it is, you know, the kids and the play workers, the tenants, the shoppers on the street, whoever it was, you know, it was always a pleasure to have those kind of people around. I remember once when we were working in Camden, we had a encampment of Irish travellers who rolled up onto the hard standing, the concrete hard standing, right next to where we were working. And of course, we were very apprehensive because we were working right next door to where they parked up their vehicles. And they were completely sweet. They were just fine. I mean, there was one or two traveller kids who were from another encampment up the road who gave us a tiny bit of grief. But in fact, I think the travellers that were on our site actually warned these kids off us, and told these kids to steer clear of us, which they did. So we'd get all sorts of conditions of people coming by, and sometimes we'd actually incorporate these people into our murals. So, for instance, at the Tolpuddle Martyrs mural that I did in Copenhagen Street, I incorporated a bunch of guys that stopped by to look at what we were doing. And I remember I got them to pose and, you know, took a set of photos and incorporated them into the mural. So, yeah, you know, you could have all sorts of... that was the really nice thing about doing the work, that you had your audience around you, really. There's nothing lonely about mural creating in the way that producing paintings and drawings in prints in studios can be intensely lonely and isolating. There was nothing of that, really. It's a very social thing to be doing, working on the street or the estate or in the youth club. You know, there's people around. In the end, though, that also formed a very, very strong limitation to the work, and it was one of the major reasons why I gave up. Because after about 10 years or so, I really became very fed up with going to a project, and you do two or three projects a year, making a bunch of friends, meeting people, getting little glimpses of their lives, and then at the end of the project, having to pack up and go away and do it all over again somewhere else. I got really fed up with that, and actually yearned for doing the kind of work where I had a bunch of work colleagues around me on an open-endedly permanent basis, people who were there as part of the furniture year in, year out. And I didn't want any longer to do this kind of project-based nomadic work. I wanted something that provided more solid calmness and stability of relationships.